This is Living the RV Dream, episode 302 for Friday, December 1st, December 2023.
I'm riding, riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, coolie builders, tent campers, even if you do an SUV, welcome to the show. We're more about traveling than anything else, and coming to you today from Pelicamp, using Starlink, by the way, coming to you for a live audience today, once again, here on the podcast, for those of you listening on audio, for the replay, and we're using Starlink for the live stream, so there's a slight little small chance that we may lose connectivity here at some point, but if anything, you know, just wait about 5 seconds, and we should be back. And very glad to have today a guest here on the show once again, Jason with Journeys by Jay. So I'm going to bring him over to the live stream in a few seconds here. I just want to say hello to all of you here on the chat. For example, here we have Camp Cat, just bought my first real camper. Can't wait for spring now. Well, congratulations to you and... yeah, it is the time. Actually, I wanted to find out also who's going to be at the Tampa RV show. We're going to be there, and I know for sure we're going to do a quick meetup at the Winnebago booth, but there may be more than one meetup there at the Tampa RV show, so... Tracy Channel, you almost scared me, says, at work, so no sound here. I thought we were having technical difficulties, that sometimes we do. Of course, we have the RV DJ here, our virtual DJ and bartender. And I want to welcome to the stage Jason, Journeys with Jay. Hello, Jason, how are you?
Hi, Robert. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's my pleasure to have you here on the channel, man. And why don't you tell everybody about yourself? What do you do?
What do I do? Well, I'm currently running a little small YouTube channel on YouTube, Journeys by Jay, obviously. And I got bit by the travel bug probably, well, as a kid, I got bit by the travel bug, but it really became... reinvigorated in my passion around the time COVID hit, where I was forced to stay inside. And I think that's when a lot of people decided that they really needed to get out. But that's when I really decided to get out. And I was inspired a lot by, you know, watching channels like yours and other people out there who just got out there and did things. And I had already had a YouTube channel at the time that I wasn't too pleased with what I was doing on it anymore. So I was like, well, maybe I'll try something new.
So you started doing the travel videos. What was your YouTube channel originally about?
Originally, I used to do drum covers. I was in the YouTube music community. Mm-hmm. And I did that for about, gosh, it was 10 years, I think. And, you know, it was a lot of fun, but it got to a point where it was just kind of, you know, it was kind of the same thing. My whole idea of going into that was I was going to, you know, do this channel where I just play my favorite songs. Well, after 10 years, you start to run out of your favorite songs and it starts to feel forced and it wasn't fun anymore.
Okay. Yeah. And then once it stops being fun, if traveling ever stops being fun, I'm just, you know, I might do something else. Although I don't foresee this ever.
I don't either.
Fun. So, it's actually.
Oh, froze up.
And, I think we may have frozen here for a second.
Here you are.
Yeah. I see that it's really cool that we both have a musical background. So, you know, musicians, my original channel was also about music. So what kind of rig do you have?
RV rig, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm actually, me and my wife went small. We got our first camper in October of 2020 is when I think I got that thing. And it's just a little small, it's a Rockwood A122. It's one of those A-frame campers. And it's basically a hard-sided tent on wheels, which is kind of perfect for us. You know, the only thing that, you know, I would say is kind of the drawback of that thing is that there's no bathroom. So, but, you know, we're still young enough, I guess, that we can rough it in certain spots where we have to. But it's been awesome. It's like like I said, a hard-sided camper or hard-sided tent with all the amenities of like a heater and air conditioner, running water.
Yeah, everything except the bathroom, and in a pinch, you could probably put in a small porta potty in there, and
if you really could. I don't think the wife would like that, but.
Yeah. Do you travel as a family? Do you travel by yourself?
Well, how do you do it? My wife and I are kind of empty nesters. All our kids are grown, so usually when we travel, it's usually just us. And we're kind of the weekend warrior type, you know. I mean, I'm still holding down a day job, and I'm blessed enough to have a job where I get ample time each year to really kind of get out and do things. And we utilize that time to just get out and do the things that, you know, we've been dreaming about for years. You know, we watch, like I said, we watch other people go places, and it gives us ideas of like, hey, I'd like to go there. Or a lot of it's been reliving places that I went to as a kid.
Where is home base for you?
I am on the plains of Colorado, small town.
Okay, but the plains of Colorado, the part that looks like Kansas.
Yeah, pretty much. If you squint really hard, you can see the mountains in the distance.
The good thing about being smack in the middle of the country, you know, you are a stone throw away from Utah and like the great, you know, the great American West. You could hit the Midwest or even the Gulf is going to be a little farther, but you're kind of close to so many camping opportunities out there. What are some of your favorite places out there?
Well, I mean, it's the Rocky Mountains. So, I mean, there's so many places that we've just discovered on whims, you know, searching, you know, when you live out here, you can kind of just have the opportunity when you're camping somewhere else that you can just go drive around and find back roads to, you know, that go into the woods here and find camping spots there and camping spots there. But I guess some of my favorites, some of my go-tos that are fairly close anyway, is right up the road for me is Pike National Forest, which pretty much sits at the base of Pike's Peak. And it's just gorgeous area out there. And there's so much just open space, national forest land where, you know, can't say that they're, you know, pre-designated campsites, but they're places that people have throughout the forest kind of, you know, you could tell they've been occupied before, but they're not maintained by the Park Service or anything like that. So boondocking.
Yeah, you see the random fire rings here and there.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it's been used before. Yeah, I've stayed at a couple of those places, and there's plenty of that in Colorado, for sure.
But as for, you know, favorite places that I've been to on these trips, I mean, as far as out west here, you know, I just recently took a trip to Southeast Utah, and that was my first time ever being there. And I was blown away. I've seen pictures of it all my life, you know, but actually going there and thinking that this is only 6 hours away from me, and I'm almost 50 years old and it's my first time seeing it, I was a little disappointed in myself. But I just going out there, I mean, I've only been there once. We spent 5 days out there, and that is just the most amazing landscape I've ever seen in my life. And yeah, there's definitely plans to go back.
Yeah, I think I saw your video on Valley of the Gods and Monument Valley, and yeah, that's that. I mean, the first time I saw that, I'm like, I'm sold. I'm coming to the West as often as I can. Have you been to the Moab area as well?
Yes, we did. We stayed at some BLM land just north of Moab there. And we did the whole thing, the arches, the canyon lands. We went through the Colorado River area, seeing all the petroglyphs. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But Moab was a neat area, too. But I think the further south we went, like you said, in the Valley of the Gods and Monument Valley and all that, is where the landscape became even more interesting. But of course, Arches was amazing too. So I'm not going to take anything away from Arches. Mm-hmm.
And if you're into off-roading, of course, there's that crazy road in Canyonlands, Schaefer Trail.
Schaefer Trail. There was a lot of talk that, you know, the White Rim Trail.
That one too. Yep.
Yeah, that one, that's like a two-day minimum trip. So that wasn't in the cards for us this time.
Yeah, but what's your tow vehicle, by the way? Because if you have a nice 4x4, you could do all of those with your own vehicle, right?
If I had a nice tow vehicle, I could. Well, I'm not saying mine's not nice. What am I saying? I've got what I usually carry is a Dodge Journey, incidentally. Yeah. And that's what I'm usually towing. But on the trip to Utah, it was a buddy of mine who was, he has a Ram 2500. Mm-hmm. And that thing would have easily made the whole trail. Oh, no. I wouldn't trust taking my Dodge Journey out on something like the White Rim Trail or even, you know, like the Long Canyon Trail that we did take that day.
You need high clearance and you need a good 4x4 wheel drive. You know, I'm when I did that Schaefer Trail, that road was rough. It had rained for days and there was not much of the road left. You definitely have to do something like that. That's amazing. I don't remember if we talked about it. How did you start camping? Do you always camp as a kid or had an RV or is this something new to you?
Well, it's not new to me. Back when I was a kid, like I said, my dad was, I have memories of every summer. My dad was a military man and he would take all of his leave that he got every year at the same time. And it involved us all loading into, he had a conversion van. And we would just go travel, whether it was, you know, like disappearing into the mountains, like I was talking about earlier, or we would go cross country to go see friends or family in another state, or to go see national parks. I mean, the time that I'd been to Yellowstone before the last time, I couldn't have been more than four, and my memories are very vague of it, but I remembered Yellowstone, and there was actually weird points when I was walking through Yellowstone. I was like, I'm having deja vu. I remember this for some reason, even though I'm sure the park has changed a lot since 1979, you know, mm-hmm. But, yeah. So anyways, I kind of fell out of the traveling thing a lot. I mean, I guess I kind of got into that rut of life where you just kind of accept, well, this is how it is now. So, you're not really sure, what am I trying to say? I'm sorry. I got distracted with all the screen changes.
I'm sorry. I was trying to look for the full screen mode. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
No, I fell out of it because, like I said, you know, you just kind of accept it, this life now. And it's a silly thing to accept. That's what I want to point out. That's where I'm trying to get to, is that we didn't camp a lot. I got married, had kids, and we did not camp a lot. And then, like I said earlier, COVID came, and it was when we were forced to stay in our houses was when, you know, that's when you want to get out of the house. And that's where we just decided that we're going to pack up a tent. We're going to go across state lines into Kansas, where they were very lenient about COVID restrictions, and stay at a little lake there. And we spent about 3 or 4 days there. I can't remember, but that's what reignited the bug for us. And also taught us that we needed an RV because in your mid 40s, sleeping on the ground in a tent is not fun anymore. So we had to go and get the RV. And that's where the bug for getting back on the road kind of came from.
So yeah, by about 2 years ago, in the middle of the pandemic, and yeah, I'm sure you looked for places that had few restrictions and whatnot, like I did in those early trips. During the there was a map by the AAA, I think, that had like all the restrictions, and I'm like, okay, I'll just go make my route through the middle of the country here.
Well, it was all guesswork for us. We were just kind of like, we knew that, you know, Colorado right next to Kansas, and we knew things were, you know, also that same summer, we couldn't even want to go to the mountains if we wanted to, because everything was closed down because there was all kinds of forest fires up in the mountains that year. So we were like, well, what do you do? And that's what we did.
Start.
Oh, again, Starlink.
We'll come back here. And it's so great to... Yeah, Starlink went out again. I'm sorry about that.
Don't be sorry. It happens.
Yeah. We're back. Any favorite places? I'm going to have to edit this episode a lot, which I don't like to do. I forgot. Have you been to any cool places to the east of the Rockies? I'm sure you know having the mountains so close to the west, but
yeah, well, that's kind of the thing is that because of our location, we've mostly been exploring the west. You know, there are plans to go east. I think the furthest east we've gone so far is Sulphur, Oklahoma, to Chickasaw National Recreation Area. And that's as far east as we've gone. Otherwise, still being the day job weekend warrior type, I'm limited by how much time I can take off, you know. And obviously, when you're limited by time, that limits the distance you can go to. So the longest trip we took was we did go out to California the summer before. Yeah, last summer. Not this just last summer, but the summer before. And I had 2 weeks for that. We made sure we hit everything along the way. I mean, lava fields, petrified forest, Grand Canyon, Carlsbad Caverns, the works. We did everything. But there are plans, like I said, to go east. One of the things that is definitely on our bucket list is Destin, Florida. And I want to ask you, is Destin, is it all the hype?
Yes.
It's like a beautiful place.
To me, it's as far as, I mean, California has some beautiful beaches with the mountains, you know, just going to the water. And there are some, as far as natural beauty, but as far as quality beach, north of the Caribbean, Destin, you know, it's that fine sand. You feel like you're in a swimming pool sometimes, but with little fish, you know, swimming all around you. And the water is beautiful turquoise. And try to go anywhere except in June. Because you get all the seaweeds in June, but and I found out the hard way. But yeah, that would definitely put that one on the bucket list. Have you gone to any place that kind of didn't live up to your expectations? That was like, oh, maybe, you know, all the hype and it wasn't really all that great.
Man, that's difficult. I would say the one, and I can't even say I'm really disappointed in the place. It was during the pandemic, and I think that park was short staffed. And incidentally, you know, I don't know what it is about people on YouTube, but they really like negativity. If you put something that you're disappointed in your thumbnail, they're gonna watch it. It's my most watched video, and I don't like that. That it's my most watched video because yeah. It is kind of negative, but not really. But it was I'll cut to the chase. It was Mesa Verde.
Mesa Verde?
Huh?
You didn't like Mesa Verde?
No, I love Mesa Verde. What I didn't like is that everything was closed.
Oh, yeah, of course. And because of COVID, probably, you know, all the tours, you know, it's kind of enclosed spaces. You mm-hmm. go into those cliff dwellings. Yeah. So, yeah, okay.
There was no tours or anything. So it was disappointing. I wasn't mad. I was, because I love Mesa Verde. That's an absolutely fascinating place. But we went there with the intention of, you know, we're going to see things. And maybe I'm partially at fault with that. I had checked the website and they said basically everything was open. They said that some road loop was closed, but it was much more than the road loop. And I don't know, maybe they had stuff online that said, you know, hey, this isn't what's going to be there. I never found it, so maybe I'm partially at fault, but that's the closest I'd say that I was ever just flat disappointed. And I wasn't even really disappointed. A bad day of camping is still better than a good day at work.
Well, that much I agree with. Yeah. Well, I'm going to throw it to the chat. I put a link in the chat there. If anybody wants to jump in the chat and ask any questions, or if you have any questions for Jay here and you want to post them on the chat, I will relay them. And by the way, I want to Sandra Winners for being a member for 7 months, Chief Pelican Head. Thank you so much, Sandra. And we're putting that on the screen here. And how do I remove it? Here we go. And we have in the chat our friend Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, like I call him whenever he goes. And he says, most disappointing for me was Carlsbad Caverns, mainly because the Rangers were surly that day.
Oh, I had an amazing experience at Carlsbad. So I guess I got the wrong ranger. I had one of the tour guides that was just absolutely, he knew his stuff. He was great. And I don't know.
Carlsbad, isn't that like a self-guided tour for the most part?
For the most part, yes. But they have certain caves, like I think it was called the King's Chamber or Queen's Chamber or something like that. You have to buy a guided tour. And you really kind of get in depth with, you know, more of what's going on down there. And plus you have a dedicated ranger who's kind of taking you through and showing you what everything is.
I see.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Roboto, that you had a bad time there. Try it again. Ask for Caver Gary when you take a tour. It was great.
I loved the Carlsbad Caverns. To me, that's like all the caves. You know, they took like the best from every other cave in the world, and they put it together in that big room. You know, you have all kinds of rock formations and stalactites and stalagmites and all that. So yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I did take the elevator, and next time I want to do the trail down on the elevator up just to get.
They weren't letting us do that because of the bats. When the bats are there, they don't let you go through that.
Did you get to see the bats flying out of the cave at dawn there?
We didn't. We weren't there in time. So
yeah, nor did I. And I'm like, you know, if they don't let me, they're not going to let me film it anyways, because electronics and all that can affect the bats. So I'm like, I'll save it for the next time.
I didn't know that. That's good to know. Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to look here at the chat, see if we have any more questions. Somebody's asking me if I ever got a Pelicamp West in Arizona. No, but after the Tampa RV show, I'm thinking of going out west. Have you, by the way, Jay, have you been to an RV show?
I should have by now, but no, I haven't, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're going to the Tampa RV show in Florida, and that's one of the largest, if not the largest, so I'm looking forward to that one.
I'm still a beginner, so give me a little time.
Okay, we have a comment here from Sandra Winners. Hey, Jason, we are going to the Monterey in February for me and my fiancé, Jeffrey Reese. We've been together for 3 years. It's more of a comment than a... then question. So yeah. So I don't know, Jay. What else do you want to talk about, or should we start wrapping this one up?
Well, I guess if I could just real quick, I'm not going to jump up on a soapbox or anything, but I just want to let everybody know, especially for the working stiffs out there, you know, that. It's possible and important to get out there and see the world. If you want to get out there and see the world, get out there and do it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. You know, I want to try to encourage everybody out there to get out there and see things while you still can. Otherwise you will regret it. You know, I can't imagine going, you know, me laying on my deathbed someday saying, I didn't do this. I wish I had. So, I guess that's where I'll end that, is just saying.
Yeah, tomorrow is not guaranteed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you can do it on the cheap. That's something that I've kind of tried to stress. You don't need a lot of money to do this, you know.
You can do it
in a tent.
Mm-hmm, you can do it in a tent, of course. You know, we kind of like the amenities of having the RV. Any plans of upgrading to something a little larger in the future?
Eventually, something with a bathroom, but yeah, I think
that's one of the main features. Yeah,
not much bigger though, because I kind of like the freedom. I mean, my trailer is 17 feet from tip to tail, so I can get that into places that other people can't. So even though I've seen people put fifth wheels in some really weird places, and I have no idea how they did it, but you know, hey, I like that freedom. So smaller the better to me.
Yeah, in my opinion, that's also the case. You know, I mean, I might go into something a little larger when I'm older and I need a little more comfort indoors for those rainy days. But
I see you in a big shiny Airstream. No,
maybe the Airstream Interstate, the camper van. Maybe.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
you want one that drives itself. I got you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jay, thank you so much for jumping here on the podcast and telling us about your travels. Where can people find you online or anywhere else?
Well, Journeys by Jay on YouTube and Journeys by Jay on Facebook and Journeys854, I think, is the handle on Instagram. In the process of working other places right now, but right now that's where you can find me. And I'm obviously most active on YouTube.
YouTube. All right. Well, thank you, Jay, and happy trails to you.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it so much.
All right. Thank you. And now we're going to answer some of your questions here in the chat, and then we're going to wrap it up. And we have Irem Garces. We are weekend warriors as well and try to go as far as we can with the little time we get. It is an amazing experience for us and the kids. Absolutely. And as you guys know, Ilya and I were weekend warriors for the first few years, you know, until I was able to monetize enough of YouTube to be able to do this, more full time, more part time, you know. Exactly what Mr. Roboto says here. The difficulty in trying to see things when working is the amount of time to drive across the country in an RV to see things. You almost need to wait for a life-changing event, like a layoff. Hey, there you go. That's the way. That's the way to do it. And Nidia O says, living with regrets is the worst. Great podcast, safe and happy travels. And to the rest of you, thank you for joining us on the podcast today. Oh, Christopher Olson, thank you and good luck on your travels, Jay, he says. As I was saying, thank you so much for listening and watching, and see you on the road. And, wait a minute. We have Sandra Winters. Say hello, Sandra.
Hi.
Sandra Winters coming to us from Carson City, Nevada, and a daily listener of the podcast and the Friday live stream.
Traveling Robert, I just wanted to know where's the best place to stay in Monterey?
Monterey, I've been in Monterey, California only once, and we were... Actually, we stayed in Santa Cruz. I'm going to put you on mute because I'm getting some feedback from your speakers. But I would stay at the Santa Cruz KOA and, you know, just go around the bay. And it's a beautiful area. Should spend several days there. All right, I'm going to wrap it up now for real. Until next week, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle because I'm free in my RV.